Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording. It is 12:51 p.m. That is Pacific Summer Time. Today is May 6th. We've had quite a lot of volatility in here today. President Trump really put the cat among the pigeons last night when he shot off two Twitter posts saying that he was going to increase tariffs on China unless they conceded to his demands to form an agreement on the trade war. Well, markets sold off aggressively on that news, and you can see, for example, that the S&P 500 had opened down about 2%, but then paired the majority of the decline. The reason that markets had pulled back so violently was really in a knee-jerk reaction to the pullback that we saw in China. The A-share index was down almost 6%. Well, that's obviously a very clear inconsistency relative to the trend that we had since the beginning of January, but it is now right in the region of the trend mean. And this is a natural area where we might anticipate some support starting to come back in. The bigger question is whether Wall Street is being too sanguine. There was obviously a similar situation when they were renegotiating the NAFTA agreement. He basically threatened to excise Canada from the agreement and only include Mexico. Well, that was a piece of brinksmanship that brought the Canadians to the table, and it was a precursor to an agreement being signed. So perhaps this is another example of that. Well, of course, what would be the big question then is what will be agreed by Friday. Liu He is now definitely going to come to the USA. There was some question last night as to whether that would in fact be the case, but he is on a plane, so that does suggest that there is going to be additional negotiations. So that is one of the reasons why the stock market has unwound its initial decline. I think there's a good chance that we're going to see a bounce in the Chinese markets. When we look at the banking sector, it was off its lows yesterday, and that was even during Chinese trading. So the banks have continued to exhibit clear relative strength. That's, I think, a further indication that there is credit flowing through the Chinese economy again. They are very intent on ensuring that they don't have a recession. That, of course, is risking the further inflation of the property bubble, but I think they are willing to take that as, well, it's not as if that's new news. I think would probably be the best way to think about it. The Philadelphia Semiconductors Index also opened down heavily this morning, but unwound the majority of the decline by the end of the day. So this is looking like a reasonably similar sized consolidation. It's almost exactly the same size as the pullbacks we saw in towards the end of March and from the end of February through to the beginning of March. So this is a normal reaction, and I think the much bigger point is that it has done so phenomenally well over the last 4 months that it has room in which to consolidate and unwind that overextension relative to the trend mean and still maintain the breakout. So I think that's perhaps the biggest takeaway. What I also found particularly interesting in here today was the fact that oil prices had pulled back initially, but then rallied through the entire session and are now sitting on an upside key reversal. So that is now beginning to suggest that we are seeing support coming back in around this $70 area, that this succession of higher reaction lows remains intact, that some support is coming in the region of the upper side of the underlying trading range. This has been a somewhat larger pullback, in that it was approximately $7. That is larger than we'd seen previously. So the low put in today absolutely needs to hold in order for the bullish point of view to remain credible. I think that when we look at the weekly chart, then this has been a meaningful bounce from the region of the trend mean. There is still, I think, potential that we're going to see prices push back up towards the $80 area. And the simple reason for that is because oil prices are still in a significant backwardation. So when you've got a $10 difference between the front end and 3 years out, that's there is absolutely no incentive to go off and borrow a pile of money to increase supply when you're making less than you are right now. Well, when you're locking in, I guess, more than you're making right now. Gold prices today were initially in positive territory, but with the rebound in risk assets, then that safe haven demand started to peter out. This range has persisted now for about 3 weeks. It's right in the region of the trend mean. It has been steadying around this $1,275 area. But even on the weekly chart, we can see that there's a sequence of lower rally highs, and it is going to have to break that in order to really confirm more than short-term support in the region of the trend mean. There is potential that we are going to see that. And just how strong or how well the dollar bounces from around the 96.5 to 97 point area is going to be, I think, a significant arbiter of whether gold can in fact do better from here. When we think about why the dollar may start to deteriorate, it's perhaps better to think about why Europe should be doing better, or indeed why the yen should be doing better. And both of those are going to depend on what happens with China. So, Chinese demand for European exports has been one of the things that has helped the European economy recover. The weakness of the currency has also been of particular benefit to the export sector. So, that has represented a clearly bullish phenomenon for the luxury goods sector and a number of the consumer-oriented companies. What Europe needs to start to see is a recovery in the domestic environment. I do think there's evidence that that is starting to emerge. So that's also, I think, rather important that we're starting to get those sorts of indications. When we think about the Euro Stoxx index, or even just the Euro Stoxx 50, then it's back on a recovery trajectory. Now, there is a short-term overbought condition. We did see some attempt to unwind that in here today, but it's another index that finished well off its lows. But as long as we have this uncertainty around trade wars that remains unsettled, and a lot of the bad news or the bearish prognostications about the trade war have been priced out of the market, well, what that suggests is we are in for a pause. And we're going to have to see positive developments on the trade front in order to see markets push on to new recovery highs. When we look at where supply and demand is sitting, the dollar has benefited enormously from the reduction in the size of the Fed's balance sheet. They're going to end that in September, which is going to remove that tailwind. So that's representing a loss of momentum for the dollar bullish story. And then we have the ECB, which has at least ended its quantitative easing program. So that is bringing the two arguments back into equilibrium, which is why we're getting this range. But if European growth starts to pick up, then that will be, I think, a cause célèbre for value investors, at least on a relative basis. So I think that Europe is certainly, and more of a domestic play on Europe, is going to get more attention over the course of the next 6 months. Now, when we look at what's going on in India, the market was down in here today, and unlike other indices, it did not rally off the lows. It's right at the lower side of the range. This range that's persisted for a month already is hasn't quite unwound very much of the overextension relative to the trend mean. I think that there is scope for potentially some additional consolidation until we get an election result. I think there's possibility that Modi is going to have to take on some coalition partners. It would be very surprising if he can maintain an absolute majority for two consecutive terms. That would be an incredibly positive development for the BJP, but it would also be beneficial for the stock market. Now, the Bombay Banks Index is also in the process of unwinding its short-term overbought condition, but it has the unique characteristic of being one of the only banking sectors in the world that is still at new highs. So, while there is scope for some consolidation, then the banks have been a clear lead indicator for the Indian stock market for years now. When we look at what's going on in Turkey, the Turkish lira has been weakening again, and now it has broken, the dollar has broken its sequence of lower rally highs. When we look at this trend, well, it didn't quite hold all of its strength in here today, but it does look increasingly likely that we are going to see a range evolve between about 5.5 and 7, and we're still towards the lower side of that range. So there is certainly some risk that is being priced back into Turkish assets, and not least because they're going to rerun the Istanbul election because Erdogan didn't like the answer. Well, when we look at the stock market, it was off its lows in here today, and that's most likely because of the weakness in the currency. If then we look at and I'm trying to remember the Turkish ETF. So when we look at this on a currency adjusted basis, it still looks like a clear downtrend. Having been incredibly overextended on the downside, it unwound the oversold condition relative to the trend mean. That represented almost, well, in excess of a 50% advance to get back up to the trend mean, and now it's deteriorating again. I think it is quite likely it is going to go right back down and test the lows before we see another example of support starting to come back in. Then, when we look at what's going on in the bond markets, well, 10-year treasuries were a little softer in here today, and when we think about the fact that there has been a sequence of lower rally highs in terms of the bond yield following the failed move above 3% back in November, it's going to have to at least sustain a move above 2.6% to signal a return to supply dominance. When we look at it the other way around, Treasury prices have encountered resistance now in the region of 124 twice in a week. So that is suggesting that there is some back and forth in terms of the argument. And how much more can prices rally if we are still in an economic expansion? So that is a big question. There is obviously going to be some back and forth on this. Then, of course, we have the prognostications about exactly what is the Federal Reserve going to do. They're not going to raise rates this year, but they did come out last week and say that they didn't know which way they were going to move rates next. Well, the 2-year Treasury has put in a higher reaction low. What it suggests at this stage now is that we are potentially in the process of putting in some support for the yield, and the big question then will be whether it can push back above the trend mean. There has been a meaningful change in terms of the trend. There has obviously been some big questions that have arisen about whether we are at the top of the interest rate cycle. So I think that is quite likely. If we're at the top of the interest rate cycle and yields are I think, still compressing, and stock markets are still in the region of their peaks. We do have scope for some consolidation, but this is still a reasonably benign environment. I do think that where we could have an issue in future is when the Federal Reserve does eventually, in fact, reduce interest rates. That generally coincides with overt weakness in the economic environment. What I thought was also interesting in here today was that the banking sector was well off its lows, and more importantly than that is that it has broken its sequence of lower rally highs. So that's also really quite meaningful. Banks have lagged the wider market, and the fact that they are still doing reasonably well is a testament to the fact that we're still in a reasonably benign environment. What I think is also worth keeping an eye on is the performance of high yield bonds, and they were well off their lows in here today. So this does look like a consolidation as long as it is holding that $86 level. When we look at this on a longer horizon, then it has broken the sequence of lower rally highs since the middle of 2017. So I think there is really a growing potential that we are going to have a reflation trade evolve. Of course, the trade war is going to be a very significant arbiter of whether that is a credible view. Stock markets remain potentially too sanguine about the potential, but I think that considering that Donald Trump is a politician, and the one thing politicians want more than anything is to be re-elected, well, that means he needs the economy to be firing on all cylinders for his presidential campaign. The Federal Reserve has already fallen into line, and it really is up to himself now whether to agree to the to a trade agreement or to create a trade agreement with China. China has a long-term ambition to become the global hegemon. It's in their interests to make some concessions now so that they can continue to move towards that longer-term objective. So I do think that the balance of probabilities is skewed towards a trade agreement. But we don't have it just yet. What asset prices are telling us, though, is that the market has pretty much concluded that it is going to be the case. So I think that's perhaps the most important points that are worth considering in here today. I think a couple of other charts that are worth paying attention to is that we've had a significant loss of consistency in some of the industrial resources. Tin prices in particular are accelerating lower, and this has been a price that's been falling for consecutive days. It's failed at the upper side of the range. It's coming back down towards the lower side of that range. That's obviously going to represent a potential area of support. Copper prices were just a little steadier in here today, but haven't quite been able to push back above the trend mean. But that is an upside Q reversal. So, upside follow-through tomorrow would begin to suggest that support has been found. If we get the upside follow-through, then we would have a failed downside break, and that would suggest we're going to see the $3 area again, and it may yet break out. But of course, that is going to be contingent on a successful resolution to the trade war negotiations. And I think with that, I'll leave you for today and wish all the best to all of you.